This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, welcome everyone. So we begin the second parak of Masechta Ma'akatan. So now, for the first time, we get into some of the laws of La'aleinu Avelos. And there are some similarities between Avelos and Chol Moed, and there are differences as well. As we're going to see, that the Isser Malacha on Chol Moed is actually more strict than Avelos, as the Isser Malacha on Chol Moed is rooted in Doiraisa. Whether it is Doiraisa or not is Machlokes Rishonim. But at least it's rooted in the Pesukim in the Torah, Masha Enkein. Doing malacha as an ovel is only nisur drabanan. Misha hafach hazesav, one who turned over his olives. That means they were sitting in the vat, and once you turn them over, they must be pressed immediately. If they're not pressed immediately, they could spoil. So the olives were turned over, and as they're about to be pressed, ve'iru ovel, the person became an ovel. Rashi says we're talking about the rest of the year, nothing to do with Yom Tov, nothing to do with Chol Moed, and now he can't put on the beam to press it, because an Avel is not to do Malacha. Oynes, or a extenuating circumstance, this is a new case. Rashi says this is Mosa Achrita, meaning someone who turned over his olive before Yom Tov, and an Oynes happened.
What do you mean turn on?
Basically, the way it works is you keep the olives in a big vat, and you let it sit and ripen, and then you turn them over. Once you turn them over, you have to press them, otherwise the olives are going to spoil. Okay? So, the Gemara says like this, Oy shehituhu pailem. So that's an extenuating circumstance. Something happened. They turned over the olives before the Yom Tov, and an oinus happened, and you couldn't put the press on them. And Yom Tov came, Oy shehituhu pailin, or the workers deceived him. Meaning you rented out workers to put on the beam, and they didn't come. So the olives are turned over, and the workers didn't come, and now if you don't press them on Chol Moed, you're going to lose money. In these cases, Toyein Koyer Rishayna, you could put onto it the first beam, Umanicha La'achar Moed, and you can leave it over until after Yom Tov. Meaning like this, when you press olives, you press it many times. The first pressing gets out the majority of the oil. Once you do the first pressing, so now you've taken care of the issue of Dover HaOved, because you got out, whatever, 80% of the oil. To press it again, now it's not a Dover HaOved anymore. It's not a major loss, it's only a minor loss. So that pressing, you're not allowed to do. You're allowed to do the first pressing, but you could press the first pressing, and then you leave it until after the Moed, Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Yehuda's of the opinion, you could do a malacha for hefsid on Chol Moed, but not a hefsid muad, only a hefsid meruba. Rabbi Yossi says, Zoylev, you could pour, V'goymer, and you could finish, V'gof kadarka, and you could even seal it like usual. Let's see Rashi. You could put it on the press. You could press all of it. Call midi de shafach kari zilof. Anything which is poured is called zilof. In other words, you could pour the olives in, and you could press it, and you could complete the pressing.
You can't turn it.
And you don't turn it. It's not like a mill, but you press it.
So you could turn the olives over. Or do you think once it's
Could you turn the olives over? I don't think so, because there's no loss once the olives were not. It's only a loss if the olives were already turned over. So you could once it has been turned over, now you could press it. You could pour it on the olive press.
It'd be a loss if you don't turn them over, then, right?
No, it won't. If they have not been turned over, they won't spoil. Yeah.
In the case of Avelos, somebody else could do it, right?
In the case of Avelos, well, potentially,
on Chol Moed, there's a problem.
No Jew could do Malacha, right? Unless you get a Goy, perhaps. But yes, correct. By Avelos, there's possibly an option of someone else doing it. Correct. But what's interesting is, the Mishnah began by talking about Avelos, and then it says, or workers deceived him, or extenuating circumstances, or workers deceived him, then what? You could press the first pressing and leave it until after Yom Tov. Why does it say till after Yom Tov? Why doesn't it say till after the Avelos? Why doesn't it give the heter for both cases? It's mashma, you can only, this heter of Toyein, Koyer Rishonu, Umanicha, La'achar, Umanicha is only a heter when it's before the Yom Tov, but not when an Avelos happens. Because otherwise, why would it say Umanicha La'achar HaMoyed? The first case.
Because it's not really Davar Avad if he could get somebody else to do it.
Okay, possibly. Says Gemara, Pasach Ba'avel, V'siyem B'moyed. The Mishnah begins by talking about a case of Avelos, and it concludes by talking about a case of Yom Tov. Says Rashi, Diktani Misha Hafachazesav. It says somebody turned over his olives, Ve'iru Avel, and Avelos happened, V'loy Piresh, and it doesn't explain Im Yachal Litoin Kaira Ba'Avelos. It doesn't explain if you could, what? Put the beam on it by Avelos, meaning it only says you could put the beam on it by the Moyed. It doesn't say if you could put the beam on it by Avelos. Imloy Ela Mili de Moyed Kaparish. It only explains the aspect of Yom Tov Tchi Iroloi Koydim Amoyed, that if it happened for the Moyed, Oynis, if an extenuating circumstance happened for the Moyed, Toyin Karishana B'Moyed. So the Gemara is going to bring a machloikis, whether the heter applies only by Chalamoyed or also by Avelos. Amar Rav Shisha Breid Rav Idi Zoy Saimeras. From here we see Dvar Mamutar B'Mayid, those items which you're allowed to do on Chol HaMoed, Asurim B'Mei Aveloi, are Asur during the time of mourning. Those things that you're allowed to do on Chol HaMoed, you cannot do as an Avel, because the Heter was only given for Chol HaMoed. But the fact that it lists the case of Avelos and doesn't give you the Heter, that's Mashmah, it's Asur by Avelos. That's the Chiddush of the Mishnah. The Mishnah is saying Avelos is more Chomer than Chol HaMoed. Now, why would that be? So Asi is saying, Asara, that maybe Avelos is more Chomer because maybe you could get someone else to do it, but that would only make sense if you, Taka, could get someone else to do it. If you can't, then ultimately the Gemara is going to say that the Svara, why Avelos is more Chomer, is Avelos is only, since Avelos is only Drabanan, we always have to protect the rabbinic laws more than the Dairaisa, because Dairaisa people treat seriously, the Drabanan's people sometimes are lenient. So that's the shita Rav Sheisha Breid Rav Idi. That what? That which you're allowed to do on Chol HaMoed, you're not allowed to do during Avelos. Rav Ashi Omar, no, lo mi bai kamar. The Mishnah said in a fashion of not this, but even this. Lo mi bai b'mei Avelos. It goes without saying during the days of Avelos to Midrash Bananhu that it's rabbinic, v'shari, and it's permitted. Ela afilu b'moed, but even Chol HaMoed, the Isra Malacha Midai Raisa. That there's an Isra Malacha Doiraisa B'makam Seda Shari Rabbanan. Even Moyed, where the Isra Malacha is Doiraisa, but where there's a loss, the rabbis allowed it. Meaning Avelos is for sure Drabbanan. Now, even though there's a Shita that the first day of Avelos is Doiraisa,
first day,
in fact, Toisus on Yadalad Omer Beis, Tap Toisus says that the Gemara calls Avelos an Asei Diyachid. So Toisus says it's a mashma that Avelos is an Asei Doiraisa, because it doesn't say Asei Drabanan. The Gemara earlier says Yimei Avelos Drabanan, that's only Asiyas Malachas Drabanan. But the Gufa Avelos is Doiraisa. Now that's a very interesting thing. Toisus seems to say that Avelos is Doiraisa. If I'm not mistaken, the Rambam Shita is Avelos Yom Rishon is Doiraisa. Now, okay, let us proceed. So, but that's mashma. Now, is Malacha on Chol HaMoed Doiraisa? We know it's a very big machlokes Rishonim whether Malacha on Chol HaMoed is Doiraisa. Rashi and Beis Amud Aleph said that the drasha is, it says, Sheshes Yomim Toicha Matzis Vayim Ashri Atzaras Mashri Atzubim Asis Malacha. So even if you want to say that it's malacha on Yom on Chol HaMoed is Rabbanon, but at least Shar Shai, it's Sharish is Doiraisa. Rashi here is Mashma that Chol HaMoed Taka the Isra Malacha is Doiraisa. Rashi says Chol HaMoed Da Asira Bei Malacha Medoiraisa. Tuchsev Es Chag HaMatzis Tishmar Shvas Yomim. All 7 days are also Medoiraisa. Fine. Tanya Kvaseid Rav Shisha Breid Rav Idi. We learned in a brayso in accordance with Rav Shisha Breid Rav Idi that what? That which you're now to do on Chol HaMoed, you are allowed to do ba'avelos. How's that? those things that you're allowed to do on Chol HaMoed, you're not allowed to do during Avelos. You're not allowed to do during Avelos. Tani Kva Seyed Rav Shisha Breid Rav Yidi, Eilu Dvarim Ha'oisin La'Avel B'Mei Aveloi. The following things you're allowed to do for an Avel while he's in Avel, during his Avelos. Meaning others could do it for him, which is clearly Mashem, but he can't do it himself. What is something that an Avel cannot do himself and other people have to do it for him? Zeisav hafuchin, if the olives have been turned over, toyin and loy. You could load up the beam. So this is a raya to Shisha Breid Rav Yidi, that even though we said in the Mishnah that if olives have been turned over before the Yomtif, when Chol HaMoed comes, you could do it yourself, not by Avelos. That's how Rav Shisha Breid Rav Yidi read the Mishnah, right? So this braisa is in accordance with Rav Shisha Breid Rav Yidi. In other words, someone else has to do it for him, but he can't do it himself. V'kadoi logof, or if his barrel needs to be sealed. U'pishtane lahalis min amishra, or if his linen needs to be pulled up out of where it's soaking. Because if it soaks there too long, it's going to get ruined. V'tzimrei lahalis min ayar, or his wool to bring up from the pot where it's being dyed. D-Y-E-D. Because if it sits in the dye too long, it will dissolve, it will get ruined. Umarbitzim sodeyu, you're allowed to water his field, misha tegea oina samayim shalei, when it's his time to water. This is talking about like this. Let's say you have a valley, and you have a bunch of farmers in the valley, and they take turns watering the whole valley. So when it's his turn, someone else could water for him. Why? Because it's going to cause a loss to other people if he doesn't water on his day. So then just water everyone else's. Why are you allowed to water the Avels? Because the guy helping out the Avel, he's doing it to help the Avel. So he's not going to do, and he's not going to water the other people's fields if he's not able to water the Avel's field. Rashi says, Kishigia zmanoi lahashkris asada. When it comes his time to water the field, shikacha yunoyegim, this was the custom. Kol echa ve'echad mashke kol asada shavavika. Each one would water all the fields in the valley. Ish yoyma, each man on his day, ish shavua echad, or 1 week. Fine. His friend is allowed to water for him. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, Rabbi Yehuda says further, not only could somebody else do the malacha if there's going to be a hefsed, av zoirin la, stay near, you could even plant a plowed field. V'sada hoimedes l'pishtan, you could even, if you have a field that's designated for linen, you're allowed to plant linen. Because if you don't plant now, then you're going to lose the season for the linen. Linen has a very specific planting time. So if you don't plant the linen then, it's now or never, as they say. Amrulai, now the Tanakhama did not agree to Rabbi Yehuda. So the Chacham said back to Rabbi Yehuda, no. That kind of minor loss, we don't allow someone else to do the malacha for him. Why? Because if you don't plant the plowed field now, you could plant it later. If you don't plant the early crop, you could plant the later crop. If you don't plant linen, so you'll plant cantaloupes. Linen is more expensive. Okay, it's only a minor loss. It's a minor loss, someone else can't do the malacha. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Oimer. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel says further, now, it's a machloikis if Rav Shimon Gamliel is explaining the Tanakhama or arguing on the Tanakhama. Shimon Gamliel Oimer, Zeisav hafuchin. If the olives have been turned over, ve'ein sham uman elohu, and he's the only worker to do it, or kadai lagov, if his jug needs to be sealed, ve'ein sham uman elohu, and he's the only one who could seal it, pishtanei lahalais min amishra, linen to bring up from the place where it's soaking, v'tzimroi l'halis min ayoira, and wool to take up from the pot, v'ein sham uman elohu, and he's the only craftsman, harizah yasa b'tzina, he's allowed to do it himself privately. Yeser al-kein, Amar Rav Shimon Gamliel. Rav Shimon Gamliel said further, so this is a chiddush of Rav Shimon Gamliel. Rav Shimon Gamliel says that even though we said that if the olives have been turned over, someone else could do the malacha for him, but what if there is nobody to do the malacha? then perhaps he could do it himself. Now, would the Tanakhama agree to that? We don't know. Presumably not. And I believe the Beis Yosef does not paskin like Reb Shimon Gamliel.
Why is it it's in a... We're talking about an avel here.
Mm-hmm.
So why does it help it's in a...
People are not going to know. Again, he's allowed to do it because of the hefsed. We're allowing him to do it because of hefsed. But maybe people won't know that it's a hefsed. Maybe people won't know that he couldn't get someone else to do it. So it's a zilzo for the avelos. So we tell him to do it privately. Can you get a yoredeya? It's going to be Simon Shinpei.
Doing melacha
on Chalamayr with Davar Avad. We're going to see when you do a Davar Avad, do you need to use a shinoi or do you not need to use a shinoi?
But here, tzina is different than a shinoi, right?
Correct. Right. Simon Shinpei. Yes, sir, Al Kena, Amar Rav Shimon Gamliel. Rav Shimon Gamliel said further, Im hayu uman l'rabim, if you were a craftsman for the tzibur, so now you're a public servant, v'saper, or you're a barber, you're providing a public service, ubalan, or you take care of the shomer of the Beis HaMerchatz, l'rabim, for the tzibur, v'higia eis haregel, v'ein shaman uman elahu, you're the only barber around. You're only a guard of the bathhouse around. So now we say, you know what the chiddush is? You could do it yourself, even though you're even on chalamoid. And you could even do it barabim. Simon Shin Pei. Thank you.
Even though it's usher to take a haircut on Yom Tov, on Chol Hamoed.
You mean who are you giving a haircut to?
Right.
Somebody needs a haircut. Whatever reason that they...
One second.
Well, this is rebellion.
Yirbeis, im ha'avel hu aras besada shel acherim lo yavod hu ba'atznoi avodei acher mutar. Okay, let's see some of these halachos. So if you're uman l'rabim, so you want to know if you're a barber, and the regel comes, you could do it. Who are you giving a haircut for? Place a guy who got out of jail, a guy who was sick, a guy who we're going to see. There are people who are allowed to take a haircut on Yom Tov. Okay, ho'arisin, a sharecropper. Now, what's a sharecropper? Sharecropper is somebody who takes a field, works it, and he gets a cut. He gets half the produce, a third of the produce, a quarter of the produce. B'hachakirin, or a tenant farmer. What does that mean? He accepts to guard a field and to work it. And he's going to get, not a percentage, but a certain amount of the produce. So let's say he gets 10 barrels, and whatever beyond that goes to the owner. If he doesn't make anything, he doesn't get anything. Okay? V'ha-kablonin. Kablonin is, he gets paid to work the field straight. He just gets paid to work the field. And whether it produces a lot or a little, he, even if he accomplishes nothing, he's going to get paid. Harei elu yasu acherim b'shvilan. Others could do the work for them. Why could others do the work for them? Because there is some loss to the owner. I mean, I hired my aris. I hired a tenant farmer. I need him to work for me. Otherwise, my fields will be fallow. So the avel can't do it himself, but someone could do it for him. Hachamorim. Someone who leases out donkeys. You have people who lease cars, PAL, you know, what is a PAL, Plaza, what?
Plaza.
Right? Someone who leases wheels to lease. So in the olden days, it was donkeys to lease. Somebody who leased out donkeys. You know, you go into his lot and they're like different kinds of donkey XL, donkey, you know, used donkeys, pre-certified, pre-owned donkeys, right? Hagamolin, camels. The Hasafanim, people leased, in other words, people leased out camels, people leased out boats. Hare elu layasu. If someone is an avel, they cannot lease out their merchandise on chalamayid. However, v'mhayu muhkarim on muskarim itzalcherim. However, if it was muhkar, if it was leased out to somebody else, a muskarn or rented out, whether the avel or their camels and donkeys, hare elu yasu, they're allowed to work. Look at Rashi, very important Rashi here. Rashi says, heim, them, oy behemtam, itzal cherem. Let's say them, they or their behemoths are rented or leased out to others, lamahala chodesh, for a month, oy chadashim, or a few months, hare elu yasu, heim laatzman. They're allowed to do it themselves. They don't have to lose all their schar. Okay, the issue here is, if you leased out your camel for a month, and then now a person is an avel, if you're going to say, well, I can't lease out my camel for 7 days, you're going to lose the payment for the whole month. So you're allowed to let your camel work for those 7 days. Or if you leased yourself out for 30 days, and now chas v'shalom somebody's an avel, you're allowed to work during those days of avelos, because otherwise you're going to lose everything. And also you're going to cause a loss to the owner. So now the question is, but we said earlier that if I'm a sharecropper, I could get someone else to do it for me. So why, if I'm leased out myself, why can't I just get Pliny to do it for me? Why am I allowed to do it myself? What? Right, good. So Rashi says, if I myself am rented out, so that means the owner wants me, or he wants my donkey. He likes his donkey. This donkey, a fully loaded donkey. Aval arisim a sharecropper, so then, they're a dime a dozen. You could get someone else. Okay. The Braisa continues. This whole Braisa was brought in to support Rav Shisha Brei Dravidi, because the beginning of the Braisa said that if the olive is already turned over, what? The avel gets someone else to put on the beam. Meaning that, like Rav Shisha Brei Dravidi, that the avel himself cannot do it. Now the next case in the Braisa, fourth wide line, Schir Yom, someone who's rented out for the day. Afilu bi'iracheres, even in another city where no one recognizes him, and he becomes an avil, midday lo yasa, he cannot continue to work. Why? Because the halacha is, poyelin yichaylim lachsar afilu b'chatzei hayom. A worker is allowed to retract even in the middle of the day, and he gets paid for what he did. So you're not losing out. Let's say I stop working midday. You're going to pay me for the first 6 hours, and I won't work for the last 6 hours. I'm not going to lose what I already made. That's the halacha. Poilim could retract. Poilim yichayim lahachsar afilu b'chatzi hayoim. Therefore, even in another city, you can continue working, where nobody recognizes you. Even though nobody recognizes you, so even though it's in another city, so it won't even look bad if you continue working. No, excuse me.
Or it's that nobody knows he's an avel.
In other words, in another city, right? In other words, you're now to continue working. Afilu b'iracheres, even in another city. What are you showing me?
Rashi. Afilu b'iracheres, ain yaidin sham shahu avel. V'lakam mishum arisayim. That still he can't be.
What are you quoting? Which Rashi?
Schir yom echad v'afilu b'iracheres.
Oh. Schir yom echad, even in another city, and they don't know he's an avel. Very good. So they don't know he's Ba'avelos. So then you would think, what?
Then he
should be allowed to work. Why? Because nobody knows his business. Still, you're not allowed to. Okay, so that Afalpi makes sense. But the next one is very shvar. Afalpi shebekiboyles, even though you took it for piecework, meaning you'll do it whenever you can. In other words, you don't have a deadline. Even though you don't have a deadline, lo yasa. Even though you don't have a deadline, you still can't do it. So Gemara, what are you talking about? Even though you don't have a deadline, you can't do it because you don't have a deadline. It's not even though you don't have a deadline. It's even if you do have a deadline. Not even if you don't have a deadline. It's even if you do have a deadline. Afal pi shebekibalas, v'loy mi bayi she'ena mekibalas. Even though you don't have a deadline, and it goes without saying, if you do have a deadline, adarabah, ki boilas kedidei dami. If you don't have a deadline, in other words, you accepted a piecemeal just to do the job whenever it's finished, that's like it's yours, so of course you know how to do it. Ela'ema, but rather say, bein ki boilas, bein sheina ki boilas, whether you took it for a piecemeal, you don't have a deadline, whether you do have a deadline, layasa. What if other people had your item, were working on your item? You gave them your suit to wash, to clean. You gave an item for someone else to work. They're now to do it in your house. Why? Because then it's going to look like you gave them while you're an avel. They're not going to do while you're novel. It's a chshad. They're going to say that you're helping out. Or Rashi says they're going to say you hired him when you were novel. But b'bayis achar, yes, they could do it in someone else's house. Next case. Merion bray de Ravin. Merion the son of Ravin. Umar bray de Ravacha. And Mar the son of Ravacha bray de Rav the son of Rava. Haveluhu ahu gamla de Taira. Had a yoke of oxen. Meaning they had two oxen. And the oxen were paired on a yoke. And the two oxen were together, meaning Merion and Mar, they each owned one ox. Bahadi Adodi, and they were yoked together. Isra be Mosa be Mar, Breid Ravacha, Breid Rava. Something unfortunate happened to Mar, the son of Ravacha, the son of Rava. Upaske legamle. And he took out his ox. Upaske legamle, and he took off the yoke, meaning he took the ox out of the yoke and he didn't send it to plow in the field because he was an avel. And we're going to see not only is an avel now to do malacha, but you can't even let your animal do malacha if somebody chas v'shalom is an avel. Okay, so but basically you have these two amoraim, and one of them was ba'avelos. And he didn't want his cow. He didn't want his ox to work, so he took it out. Ravashi. Ravashi said, "Gavra Rabba Kamar Breid Ravacha Avid Hachi." A great man like Mar Breid Ravacha did this. Nehi Delav Seda Didei Loichayish. True, he's not worried about his own loss. Ada Achirim Loichayish, but he's not worried about someone else's loss. Very nice. He's not worried about his own loss, but he's not worried about someone else's loss. How could that be? What, meaning he doesn't care about his own field, fine. But what about Ravin? What about Merion Breid Ravin? Why wasn't he worried about his field? Rashi says, "Lepseda dachwini kugan Merion loy chayish, do loy kamashad legamle." If he's not gonna use the yoke and send out the yoke, have lepseda, because now Merion is not gonna have an animal to plow. And we learned that if you are muhkarin etzel achirim. Right, one of the things we learned is if you're muhkaran, eitzel acherim, you're allowed to continue working. So why wasn't he worried about the loss of his friend? Right? If you're hired or rented out to others, harelu yasu, you're allowed to work. So what did he hold? Vahusavar, he held Adam Chashav Shani. An Adam Chashav is different. A very a prestigious person is different, because you have to have a higher standard. People are not going to know about. You have to be worried that people will be suspect. So if it's a regular person, okay, people will be suspect. But if it's an Adam Chashav, it's he's held to a higher standard. Now the Rishonim discussed the issue. Did Mar Breid Ravacha Breid Rava reimburse Marion for the loss? That's a shayla on the Rishonim. Okay, Rav Yisai? Okay, the next year is going to be, Bez Hashem, tomorrow night after the Parsha Shir.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.